This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
KG, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney and Milo. Lovely to be with you.
Well, it is lovely to be with you. We've all made it to the end of a terrible, terrible year. It started with the passing of Bob Hammond, and it's finished with the passing of a very, very good friend of yours and ours, Eric Freeman. Tell us about Eric.
Well, he was just, he'll go down, no doubt. It is a very sad time. I was absolutely mortified when I heard that that Fritchie wasn't well, but he'll go down as one of the all-time great sports people of South Australia. His ability as a footballer and a cricketer, well, it just goes without saying that he had the ability, guys, to turn the game, whether it was footy, whether it was cricket. When you wanted a wicket, Fritchie was there. If you wanted a goal, Fritchie was also there. So, look, it's an absolute tragedy that he's left us at the early age of 76, and on Tuesday, his funeral will be absolutely enormous, guys.
And where else but Alwyn Oval, and they will forgive you for all those decisions you made there. And, of course, big memories down here with footy and cricket. He's a legend down here, Fritz, and I know Paul Mann's going up as one of the invited 200 from here to represent East Gambier and the Savings Bank. So, KG, there'll be plenty of stories, and no doubt you'll add to them.
And I can tell you what, Barney and Milo, the stories that will be told are funny, interesting, and they're all true. Fritchie was never, never dull. He was out and about, the old boy. And, I still can't come to terms with the fact that he's not here. So our thoughts go out with his lovely wife, Di, and the family.
A truly decent human being. But there is a little bit of good news on the horizon. We have got Henry Crawford back in South Australia, back playing with Norwood, 23, just ready to blossom. Now South Australia has him back. We need to hold on to him.
Well, we do. Norwood have lost a couple of good players. So, look, it's going to be an interesting year, Barney and Milo, with the sample. Interesting year, Port Adelaide, I think. Pardon me. They're cherry ripe to have a very, very strong impact on the AFL comp. And the other aspect, the Crows, well, I'll be keen to see just what improvement we see from them. I'm very positive about the Crows. I think we'll see a big improvement. So, look, we've got Christmas, we've got the footy to look forward to, the test match is well and truly underway, so life's pretty good at the moment.
Now, how good's that Adelaide Oval turf? And have you made sure you got your little spot to reserve there, and they're going to forgive you and allow you to be put down there?
Well, I walked in there yesterday, guys, and, you know, you just walk in there and you smell the grass that's just been cut. You look at that magnificent scoreboard. Then you look at the wicket, beautiful. Then the outfield, fantastic. And, yesterday, the batting of Virat Kohli just proved beyond any shadow of a doubt he's one of the greatest players in the world. He was a man on the mission yesterday, and he was realising he's only playing the one test match, and he wanted to put his country on the right track before he went back home for the birth of his child. And when he was run out at 74, that's a turning point for the game. That's unforgivable. Couldn't believe it.
Well, COVID has thrown up another little cluster for us in New South Wales, in Sydney, and we're going to have to, this is our future. We're going to have to be nimble and react to it and adapt to it and work around it. And I think we will, but it may throw up a few wobblies and curveballs for cricket over the summer.
Well, it may well do. That's a real concern, of course, with the test match in Sydney. And it couldn't have come at a worse time, Christmas and the cluster there. God, hasn't it been an unbelievable year, guys, in more ways than one, honestly.
Now, back to the cricket, we value your advice and opinion. Now, Adelaide Oval, what will happen with the pitch and what's your prediction for the result?
Well, Australia on top now at 6 for 233. The run out of Virat Kohli was critical for Australia. They're on top again now. And if they could knock the tail over from here, and they bowled beautifully yesterday. Nathan Lyon in particular was very good. I would predict here that Australia will win this test match. Even though they got a bat on the last day, I still feel that they can win this test match. No doubt about that, for sure. 6 for 233.
Ken, I'm looking forward to the ladies' competition, the women's league, starting around about Christmas. I'm looking forward to the Crows. I think they will have a good year. Two questions. Who's their backup ruckman? Because our lead ruckman now, he has been a vision and a revelation.
He's been Riley O'Brien.
Fantastic. But who's our backup ruckman? And will we see the kid who we selected?
Phil Thorpe. He can pinch in. I think that's one of the reasons Barney and Milo, while they recruited the young man, he is a ruckman, but he can be a forward. So I think that they'll groom him. Now, whether he has the impact initially, that remains to be seen, but he's there, and that's why they've gone from it. If Riley O'Brien does go down, then there is pressure on the rucking division, but Phil Thorpe is the man that'll work into the breach, Barney, for sure.
Now, KG, still on cricket. My cherished interview is with Smoke and Joe, Viv Richards, many years ago. Yeah. Now, what would he do with the modern bats?
Well, mate, he'd hit them out of the ballpark continuously. And likewise, Barry Richards. Yeah, I compared the bat. I had an old bat out in the shed, and I compared it to the modern bat. Fair dinkum. It's like chalk and cheese. The thickness of the modern bat is unbelievable. Now, if Vivian Richards and Barry Richards and those wonderful players of the past had bats like that, the ball would have continued to go out of the ballpark. Unbelievable.
Viv Richards, as good a cricketer as he is the most charming man, including yourself, the most charming man I have ever met in my life.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke, very, very unassuming gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him when they were here years ago, and, God, he's a strong-willed man, but couldn't he bat? I remember the test match here when Lily hit him in the head with a bouncer, very next delivery, bang, straight over the fence for six. Never wore a helmet, a felt cap and into it, bang.
Well, KG, I asked him who's the quickest and most fearful bowler he had to bowl to, and he said Michael Holding.
Yeah, Whispering Death, his nickname. He was quick. I faced him a couple of times. He was quicker. And there again, an absolute gentleman, Michael Holding. Very unassuming gentleman.
Ken, you and your family have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Good on you, Barney. Good on you, Marla. And to all your listeners, have a wonderful Christmas. Have a safe one. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the new year, guys. Catch up.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.